T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
For those who wish to, we will now kneel for our moment of silence.
Man that would risk his neck for his brother, man.
Stop!
Can you do it?
Buddy.
So close.
Still a little delayed there, Chris Arcus. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you for playing that Nancy Pelosi clip. I still get a kick out of watching her trying to get up off those 80-year-old knees.
I've fallen. Beautiful. And I can't get up. It looked like a commercial for Life Alert.
It did.
It did. You know, the thing about that, I saw your post about that on social media yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong, but at your wedding, of which I was a member of the wedding party and proud to be, you wore a cloth like that at your wedding, didn't you?
I did. That's kente cloth, as it's called. Becky and I did a DNA test a couple years prior to that. So I wore a kente cloth, and my wife is of Scottish heritage. She wore the Clan Davidson cloth, you know, to show our heritage. And it was very similar to the one I had. You know, they come in different patterns, but the ones they had was very similar to mine.
So does that mean that you're related to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
She's Italian.
They claim to be claiming some heritage there, I think, from either that or they were just pandering. Which one was it?
I think they call it cultural appropriation, don't they?
That was just the
That's
most
what it looked like.
Awkward thing I've ever seen. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you have Nancy Pelosi who can't get up at the end, and then the black congresswoman that was behind her, she was wearing a skirt, so she was trying everything in her power not to flash everybody. And then you had, you know, all the other people, they couldn't get up either after this was over. That was just a PR disaster.
Chris, what I know you've had a week of rest and relaxation for your birthday, and you've been observing all of this from a little bit of a distance. Now that you're back and you've had time to organize your thoughts, what is your take on the reaction we've seen around the country? I saw the crowds in Los Angeles yesterday, I believe it was, to this movement surrounding the death of George Floyd and defunding the police and all that.
Well, what I've always said, I support the protest. I don't support looting and rioting, but it's getting to the point that what is the action plan? I mean, is every day you're going to march down the street and block streets and inconvenience people, or are you going to offer some type of plan for police reforms? I know you and I kind of disagree on one of them that I support, which is the qualified immunity. I just think that it's been one way for too long, and I think that's given a license to bad cops to abuse people. I know that it can go the other way, that, you know, police departments can be sued or police officers, and they just lose suits time and time again over decisions that they have to make in split second. But there's got to be a middle ground somewhere, Mark.
Well, no. I don't disagree with that. My comment was, you said you thought you supported the doing away with that protection, yes. Somewhat of protection for police. You've got men and women out there who who sometimes, this is what I criticized after Ferguson when they came out with the with this checklist police needed to go through. They floated the idea of a checklist police needed to go through before they took action. All that equates to is more dead police officers, right? My take on it is, listen, every day, maybe not every day, but on many days, police officers need to make a split-second decision. Do I escalate this to pulling my gun and shooting this person or not? We know there are times when they make a mistake in doing that. Mm-hmm. But if they have to hesitate on action because they're afraid they're going to land in a lawsuit the next day because they don't have some degree of immunity, who in their right mind would take that job? But we're asking them to go out and put their lives on the line every day. I mean, they could put that's going to cause them to second guess every single thing they do. So I think maybe it needs to be reformed, but I don't know that you can completely erase the fact that they have to be given a little extra consideration when they use the force that they're licensed to use.
And that's the middle ground that I'm looking for. I know that, you know, I can't support what happened with that Florissant police officer who ran a suspect down in his SUV and then beats the hell out of him after the guy gives up. I mean, you know, if there wasn't video or anything, that guy would have claimed that the suspect was a threat to him or whatever. I mean, we can't get qualified immunity to situations like that, can we?
No, I mean, I wouldn't think so, but there is going to have to be due process of some sort, and the video does not look good. I agree. I don't know what happened in the seconds before that. I saw the video of the guy flying off the front of the car and then running the other direction,
yeah.
And
I mean,
the cop landed
but
on him and appeared to be beating the hell out of him. I don't know. I mean, there's always more to the story, which I think is going to come out of Minnesota as well, and when that happens, there's going to be more protests because, you know, there doesn't seem to be room for due process in some of these cases. That's my only concern with completely eliminating qualified immunity. Now, you might not have to worry about your city council eliminating it because the Supreme Court is apparently considering that question right now. They might clear all this up this week or next when they release some of their opinions.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not for one extreme on one end or one extreme in the other. There has to be some type of middle ground that can stop cops like Derek Chauvin, who had 18 complaints against him for continuing to be on the police force. And I'm sure he had qualified immunity in a lot of those instances.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that we need to find out a whole lot more about that for sure, because you got to wonder. I mean, now, I heard a police officer make the comment that if you don't end up getting a couple of folks who, you know, think maybe you've gone, you got a little rough with an arrest or something like that. He said, people don't have any idea what we go through on a daily basis. He said, I'm not surprised if somebody has a couple of complaints against them. 18 seems like a lot. So I'm with you. We need to find out more about what those were all about and maybe why Amy Klobuchar didn't do anything about it years ago.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it looks kind of suspect sometimes. You know, you've seen the mug shots of a guy that the police have apprehended, and he probably did a serious crime, but the guy has, like, a black eye or swollen eye or mouth or something. I mean,
I have never been a law enforcement officer, and it's a physical job sometimes. You can't second guess every single thing they do, but I see the point. Hey, I want to talk about the fact that Dave Dorn, they're gonna have a memorial service for him today.
Oh yeah,
the service is tomorrow. I want to get to all that and more, Chris. If you can hang on, I need to get to a break. 314-241-9797. I'll be back with Chris Arps right after this.
What if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors, and I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender on CNN yesterday. Chris Arps, did you hear that comment?
Well, I actually, thank you, Mark. You just gave me a great segue for my Red State article. I actually quoted her in that article. That's pure insanity. And the article that I'm writing is, I wrote an article earlier, back in April, saying that Joe Biden had a killer bees problem, and I identified four bees. Well, I think after the George Floyd situation and defunding the police, that Joe Biden has a fifth killer bee problem, and that is Black Lives Matter. Joe Biden said yesterday, and his campaign released a statement that said he does not support defunding the police. So that sets up a direct conflict with Black Lives Matter. And, you know, Democrats need all of their constituencies in order to win in November. And I don't think the millennial Black Lives Matter crowd is going to be on board for that.
Not much tolerance from the left when it comes to some issues. Hey, I tell you what, I got a caller on line one here. Let's take a call, Chris. Leon, you're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a comment about that gal that asked that question of that other woman. I wonder what she would have said. Well, what if I was a black woman, and what about me?
Well, I mean, to your point, and I don't want to steal Chris's thunder here. I think you said it's ridiculous what she said, because whether mm-hmm. you're white or black, when you call 911, you need help. You need somebody to respond.
Mark, I'm just wondering, what is the plan? I mean, is Minneapolis going to hire the guardian angels? And we're going to see a bunch of people in red berets patrolling the streets now? I mean, what's the plan?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know either. It's reached they're defunding them in L.A. They're defunding them in New York. Or at least they're cutting their funding. They're disbanding them in Minneapolis. What does that even mean? It's like Tricia said earlier, Denise, if it's a reorganization, call it a reorganization. When you say disbanding something, that tells me the organization is going away.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And does this mean that the Democrats are now pro-Second Amendment, since we're not going to have any police forces and you're on your own now?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The folks at the range told me gun sales from people that have never owned one before are through the roof.
So, well, I don't want to be personal, but we're going to be gun shopping soon.
There you go. Yeah, I understand. I understand completely. Hey, just for a moment, let me have you talk a little bit about David Dorn. I know that you have some personal connections to him as well as I did, and his memorial service is going to be a little later today.
Yeah, my good friend who was my best man at my wedding, his brother, David Dorn, is his father-in-law.
Wow.
And so, you know, after this came out, I wrote a post about it last week, and Lester sent me a personal note saying that this was my father-in-law and that the family is just devastated. And, you know, since this has happened, you know, you've just heard from everybody, you know, admiring Captain Dorn and what a great guy he was. And it's just so sad, because he was known to try to mentor troubled youth. And a troubled youth, I mean, this guy was 24, the alleged suspect, you know, ended up taking his life. And David Dorn would have given his life, you know, for this guy, and would have done anything to try to put him on the right path. And now he's gone. And it's just a tragic situation.
It is very sad, that's for sure. Tell you what, Chris, listen, I'm glad you're back with us. You're back from vacation. And we'll look forward to getting you into the studio here at some point.
Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Chris Arps there, of course. Listen to the Weekend Report every Saturday afternoon or here on the radio station from 5 to 7.
Get more at 971talk.com.